We're very pleased with the performance this year. We went up 6.6 percentage points in English Language Arts and 1 percentage point in mathematics. That's going in the right direction. I think our teachers and our students across the board are working very hard, and all of the educators and professionals that support them are also working hard. But we obviously have work to do, and so we need to continue those efforts and work across the board to help the professionals across the state who work every day with our students. This process has been going on for quite a long time. In 2015, there was a report from the regents to the governor and the legislature identifying specific areas related to assessments in the state. And then, over a period of time from July until December, I personally met with teachers and administrators and parents across the state to talk through the issues in New York, and when they made recommendations, I listened. We also had, as part of that same time period, work being done by the Governor's Commission, where we heard testimony from individuals across the state related to assessments. So the report that came from the commission was in December of 2015, and after that, we took action with the regents, having much discussion and moving forward. So it was reflected in this testing environment in 2016. That was all part of a process that was really supportive of the feedback that we were getting on what needed to be done to make changes. There was not one factor that led to this improvement, and we really can't pinpoint exactly why things went the way they did. We're certainly pleased with growth, but I think there's a number of things we can identify that were part of it. First of all, our teachers had been teaching the standards and the new pedagogy to students for a longer period of time. Secondly, our students had been exposed to the new standards and the approaches that were taken for a longer period of time. Third, we did change the assessments. We shortened the number of questions on the assessments, grades 3 through 8, in both English Language Arts and mathematics. And we also made the environment a little less stressful by saying that any student who was productively working could continue to work. Any or all of those factors contributed to our growth in both English Language Arts and mathematics. This year, the test refusal data was relatively flat compared to last year. So we had about 21% of the students across the state who did not take the test. However, I think it's reasonable to concentrate on the hundreds of thousands of students who did take the test, and that's the data that we have. We provided opportunities for parents to know more about the assessments that we were giving this year, and we listened to them about some of the changes that they felt should be taken so that, in fact, it would be a more relevant situation for them. So teachers and parents, administrators across the state were part of the process that helped us to make specific changes to the assessments. Those changes need to be taken into account, and I think as parents realized that those changes had been made, they felt like they'd been listened to and that we're being reflective of what they wanted. We're pleased with the scores, as I said. Moving upward is a great direction to go, but we have much work to do. We have students that are in places in New York and in schools in New York where they're not performing as well. We have to focus on what they need, whether it's in the school, whether it's in the community, and whether their family needs supports. We need to provide the kind of support that students need to be successful every day in their classroom. We need to work continually with our teacher professionals to make sure that they have the resources that are necessary and the support that's necessary for them to do better every day in the classroom with their students. So we think that this is a movement in the right direction, but we have much work to do.